So today I'll be talking about the Han River in Seoul. The Han River cuts Seoul in half, almost exactly in half, going from north to south. So the north side of the river is the traditional historical Seoul that we would know from photographs of palaces and Buddhist temples and things like that. South of the river is infamous for newness, commerce, Gangnam, things of that nature. The glitz and the glam and the advanced and the futuristic Seoul that maybe we know from other images and pictures. That's south of the river. North of the river, it's the older Seoul. So it's cut in half. The Han River is very broad. That's the first thing you notice about the Han River. It's calm. It's not exactly a very, very vibrant river. There's not a lot of commercial traffic or any traffic of any sort on it. It's traditionally not been a waterway for commerce or like the Thames or the Hudson or something like that. It is broad and more or less empty. This has a lot to do with Seoul's historical orientation and the orientation of Koreans. Being that the mountain to the north in Seoul was the epicenter, was the beginning of the city. This is where Korea's built the city of Seoul, particularly as it offered a natural defense line from anybody invading from the north, and also too because of the feng shui of the way it aligned itself. So the river itself was an afterthought. The original city didn't stretch down to the river for many, many years, hundreds of years. And only really recently in the 20th century do you see considerable development along the river. But yet, it remains a little bit of an afterthought. It is broad. It's close to a kilometer across. So if you're walking it, it can be quite a hassle. Even on a bus or the subway, it takes a little bit of time to get across. But it dominates the view from my window on the 24th floor from my apartment. I see the south bank of the river across the river, and I can see the north bank of the river, so I see both parts. So connecting those two are the tissue, the tendons of all the bridges that stretch up and down the river, and I can't remember exactly how many, but there are many. And I see Mapo Bridge. My neighborhood is Mapo, which is on the western edge of Seoul. So my daily walk, I do take a walk daily, is to go from the 24th floor down to the river and walk alongside the river. There's a large concrete trail that stretches for literally hundreds of miles in more or less in either direction. And all the while when I walk, the Han River is at my left. So, my daily walk, I go down, I open the window first, I get dressed and open the window to hear what I can hear outside, to feel the temperature and whether or not I need to get warm or wear warm clothing or can just go out and whatever. I can hear occasionally the sounds of the street. I can hear the din of Seoul. I can occasionally hear the sounds of a protest. However playful, however communal it sounds, it's still a protest of which Seoul is traditionally famous. This is not as common as it used to be, but it used to be almost a daily occurrence. There would be a protest of some sort. And it's a familiar sound. It does not prove alienating or foreign to me anymore. I find it very comforting for some reason. So I hear the sound of the street. I go downstairs. Take the elevator to the first floor, walk outside, and I'm presented with Mapo Boulevard. Mapo Street, maybe we'll just call it. It's a broad, broad street, one of the bigger ones in Seoul. I hear the sound of hundreds of buses and cars and taxis. I hear the honks. I hear the street lights and the pedestrian crosswalks. I hear the bus announcements. I hear the people walking, sitting outside, enjoying their breaks from their jobs. I turn right, walk down the street towards the Han River, and at the base of the Mapo Bridge that I could see from my window, I enter the Han River Park. You go down a set of stairs into the Han River Park. And once there, I'm at the base, underneath the base of the bridge, Mapo Bridge. And something to note about bridges in Seoul, partially to escape the heat and the sun, that under bridges you will always see a congregation of people. You will see people having a picnic, people relaxing and spending time with their date, people, and in this case, playing music at the base of Mapo Bridge. There is a group of older gentlemen who get together and play Korean traditional music at least once a week. And it always seems to coincide with my walk. So I hear them, and I'm invigorated by the sound. I turn right. I head along the Mapo River, which I can see to my left. Occasionally, I hear the sound of Mapo River slamming against the side of the concrete, but for the most part, it's calm and still, unless the wind is picking up. So I walk and walk, and I can see to my right occasionally the sound of a stream. Well, I don't see it, I hear it, and then I see the stream to my right because there are many tributaries going off the side of the Mapo River. The sun is always at my front because I live in the west and I always walk at a particular time. And as I walk, I can see the Han River expand and open on its way to Incheon, which is the airport, and which empties out into the sea that separates China from Korea. So it expands and expands and expands. It begins as a very big river, and it just gets bigger and bigger as you go. So I walk, and I'm amongst the mostly concrete, but occasionally I can see the rustling grass going back and forth. More importantly, I can hear people at leisure. They're exercising, they're discussing, they're walking in the late afternoon or early evening. The sounds of people sorting through their day and just relaxing a bit, smiling for the most part. Husbands talking to wives and children to their parents. Bikes everywhere. It's a very relaxing place. And the volume of people when I first came to Korea would have been daunting. There are a number of people no matter where you go. Korea is not a place you would go to if you want to be alone in solitude. Seoul is a place amongst people, but you get lost amongst people. And you see them not so much as someone who demands your attention, but part of the environment. And you take comfort in the activity that you see. Solitude is not the goal. Just the sound of the river as you go for your daily walk with the sun directly in front of you.